This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. So the typical game for investors is to take that consensus forecast about Apple's profits, $34 billion, he said, and if you think it's low, buy Apple stock ahead of the big Apple news conference this afternoon. Or if you think the number's high, one might sell Apple shares. But Tuesday analyst Julie Neiman at Smith Moore & Company in St. Louis says there's something you should know about this strategy. Morning, Julie.
Morning, David.
So what do you think of this common, widespread strategy, investing based on expert forecasts of how much money a company is going to make or lose?
Well, it's almost like a casino. Everybody's putting their bets down and seeing, will the stock go up or down, and does it really make a difference? A new study by Saxo Bank said it doesn't make a single bit of difference as to whether analysts can meet or beat analysts' estimates. Earnings reports are absolutely everything. Even if you had a crystal ball for earnings, you still couldn't make trading profits consistently. So how do they make the money? Well, it's going to be forward guidance that the company gives on the conference call and management statements. Take a look at McDonald's yesterday. Their profits were wonderful, but their forward guidance said food costs, labor costs are going up, price competition is big, the stock went down.
So what the company says about the road ahead probably has more influence on the share price moving forward than all this guessing about what the actual profits or losses would be.
Exactly. It's all what's coming forward, and that's what's built into the price of the stock.
Now, looking at the stock market more broadly, looks like we're about ready to hit another 5-year high for share prices.
Well, it looks like the taper tantrum is over. Uncle Ben is saying he's going to be flexible as to when he raises rates. But bottom line is the market is saying, well, for now, there's no other place to put your money. Interest rates are still historically low. So we're looking at the S&P continuing to move ahead here. More money coming into it.
Julie Neiman, Smith Moore & Company, thank you so much.
You bet.